This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 382 for Friday, May 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Friday, dropping in sympathy with outside vegetable oil markets. Speculative profit-taking added to the declines, although canola was well off its lows for the session. Canola down $3 to over $9, the July contract down $3.50 at $1,157.60 per ton. New crop November down $9.30 at $1,081.70. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed, and Chicago soy oil futures were all lower on the day. But old crop canola stocks are dwindling with only 3.9 million tons of canola on hand as of March 31st. That's according to a report from Statistics Canada. That compares with 7.8 million tons at the same time last year and the five-year average of 9.3 million. The stocks were at the lower end of trade expectations, providing underlying support. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were lower, while wheat was mixed. A broad sell-off in global equity markets and a firm tone in the U.S. dollar index were bearish for the grains and oilseeds in general. July soybeans down 25 cents at $16.22 per bushel. Forecasts calling for warm and dry Midwestern weather over the next week were also bearish, as farmers should be able to make some progress with spring seeding. Good export demand remained supportive, but no fresh sales were announced today. Corn also pressured lower by the better U.S. seeding weather. The July contract down 12 cents at $7.84 per bushel. Chart-based selling added to the declines, with prices dipping below nearby support. Rains in parts of Brazil were also bearish, helping improve the prospects for the second corn crop there. Wheat ending narrowly mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the July contract at $12.09 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in the July contract at $11.70 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 2 cents in the July contract at $11.08 per bushel. Excessive heat hurting wheat production in India remained supportive, although the U.S. winter wheat crop likely saw some improvement from rain earlier this week. Spring wheat seeding is finally thought to be moving forward in the northern U.S. plains, although the progress does remain well behind normal. Canadian wheat stocks as of March 31st came in at 10.1 million tons. That was below average trade guesses and about 6 million tons below last year's level. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 6th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.